The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Dowajahu, has tasked the leadership of Parliament to summon the Minister of Power to explain the billing challenges being experienced by electricity consumers. He gave the directive after the Majority Chief Whip, Alhaji Mohamed Muntaka, made an urgent statement on the inconveniences faced by electricity consumers in recent times. He said the new billing arrangement by ECG is derailing the effort by government to permanently solve the power challenges.
Reports suggest that in several cases, the cost of consumption has more than doubled, and this has imposed undue hardship on virtually all Ghanaians, especially on the ordinary masses. It has come to my notice that where some individuals have complained to ECG, the errors in their billing were corrected and the problems were somehow resolved. But for the majority of consumers, the overbilling still persists. It has come to my notice that the overall effect of this is that the effort of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama to permanently solve the long-standing power crisis is severely being undermined, and the crisis in the supply of electricity is being deepened. Mr. Speaker, my information reveals that the following are some of the causes of the problem: errors in the billing of the newly installed prepaid meters, administrative lapses due to poor supervision of technical officers by their superiors, deliberate effort by some unscrupulous ECG officials to take advantage of the new billing arrangement for personal gains, overestimation of bills by consumers on postpaid meters. Mr. Speaker, on account of the above, I wish to recommend the following. ECG should take immediate steps to correct the technical errors associated with the meters. Public Utility Regulatory Commission should work with ECG to review the fault and restore the lifeline state for the underprivileged. ECG should take urgent steps in cases where consumers are overbilled. Arrangement be made for ECG to either refund the excess payment or credit the account of consumers so affected. And finally, the Minister of Power should be invited to brief Parliament on concrete steps he intends to take to prevent the reoccurrence of this crisis in billing.